This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday. Oh, I can't take any more of these winter jokes, by golly. Now, Todd has uploaded a classic meme. It is of two people shoveling out. You know, it looks like blizzard of all blizzards, right? And the headline is, Minnesotans trying to get to the 4th of July fireworks display. Oh, that's all you can do is laugh, for crying out loud. That's all you can do is laugh. Oh, my gosh, I tell you what. Anyway, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Line. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you. For those of you descending on Grand Forks this weekend for the North Dakota Republican Party Convention, I'll be up there. Please stop by and say hi. We'll have a broadcast location that'll be in, like, the lobby area, I guess, where a lot of folks will be. So stop by and say hello there if you get the chance. And you see me, say hi. Come on up and have a chat. Look forward to seeing lots of folks. Should be a grand time. Really, really looking forward to it. Also, we have some callers to celebrate on the program, because our callers are what make this radio program go. Aren't they, Todd? Without the callers, you and I talk to each other all day, and I'd be kind of, I mean, I like you and all, but it gets kind of...
This guy would have to talk to me every pretty boring conversation.
Yeah, we just say the same stuff, you know what I'm saying? How's Carrie? How's Maria? You know, what'd you guys do last night? Our friends at Delta Constructors are the go-to, turnkey, push-the-easy-button kind of place to take care of the oil and gas industry's needs, and the biggest names, the ones that you all know, are the ones that call Delta to get the job done. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, I mean the works. E&I services, electrical instrumentation, I mean, they just do it all. Temporary flaring. Call them, Eric, 406-250-8151, and tell them Scott sent you. You call us so we can celebrate you. First-time callers go to the front of the line today on What's on Your Mind. So if you're a first-time caller, let Manny know that when you call, and you will have a free MyPillow of two of those this hour. So two lucky listeners. How about that? You can pick it up at our Fargo studios on South University, AM 1100 The Flag, or on East Rosser, K-Fire 550. Our next guest, oh, by the way, those numbers are 258-0550. You should know that by now. 800-228-0550. I guess you wouldn't if you're a first-time caller, though, would you, Todd? You probably wouldn't. I guess that makes sense. So I needed to tell you that. 258-0550. Our next guest is a candidate for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State, Will Gardner. Will, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Boy, it's starting to get busy up here in Grand Forks already.
So set the scene a little bit. What's going on?
Well, we're just sitting down. Lieutenant Governor popped in, and delegates, and more delegates who are on the Resolutions Committee are here, and they're starting to do their work. And just a lot of sign hanging, a lot of scissors lift going in the air. It's a lot of fun, and boy, we're ready to go.
That's fun. Yeah, signs are part of a convention, aren't they? You got to have the signs. Got to have all the bells and whistles and all the fun for sure. So let's about this. This race is obviously the one that is being closely watched this weekend. And you're up against someone who's been on the ballot how many times?
Oh, four or five. He's been in there. This will be 26 years that he's fulfilling here. He had some other years where he had to run twice because they changed some of the rules. But, it's been good quarter century, I guess, of service that he's given to our state, and appreciative for that. But, boy, I think there's definitely some good reasons to consider my campaign, and I'm very hopeful. It feels really good, but we won't know until the count is in. So
What are the delegates saying? When you have a conversation with the delegates, what are they asking you? What are the issues that most concern them?
The first thing they're just wondering is, why am I running? And the three things that I've been pushing since the beginning here is election integrity and making efficiency in the office, not just bringing technology in, but making the office more efficient, even if that means we're not using, using less technology, that's fine. But in the end, we need to provide better service. But efficiency is going to be achieved through more technology in the end. So there's definitely a component there. And then the third thing is proactive leadership. And Scott, you know about this ruling that just came out on this lawsuit against the state regarding affidavits. Do you know about that?
I do, and we've talked a little bit about it. My understanding of it was the judge ruled, this voter ID law in North Dakota passed is fine. We do have to do some clarification to make sure people can use a P.O. box instead of a street address. Fix that, and it'll be good, and that could happen before November. Is that right?
That's kind of the cliff notes of it. It's actually really some really good news. It's what I've been campaigning on since the beginning of my campaign in December. I've really been pushing very hard on election integrity because we just cannot afford to have 16,000 plus people in the state voting without an ID like we did in 2016. We can't have that, and we need someone that's out there speaking for integrity in our elections, because we're spending millions of dollars in these elections, and people are taking their time to listen to all the ads and do their job voting, getting in line. And so at the end, we need results that reflect the true feelings of the people of the state. And so the judge's ruling was great in that regard. But there were some big red flags. I don't know if you saw this, Scott. There were some big red flags in what the judge said. And I'd like to highlight a few of those if we could.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an important issue to our listeners. Voter ID makes sense. It's it pains me that we even have to sit here and have a discussion and a debate and a legal fight over whether it is or not. But tell me the red flags.
Yep. So the judge took time in his opinion to point out how the Secretary of State was not being proactive in this lawsuit. And I'll just read. I'll actually quote from the opinion here. Both parties were fully aware of the impact of the new law dating back in April 2017, but waited until mid-January 2018 to take any legal action to address the impact of the new law. If the need for an immediate and expeditious ruling was critically necessary, both parties could have easily filed and should have filed motions to address the new law in the summer of 2017 and avoided these last-minute heroics and demands for an expeditious ruling. So it's clear. The judge is really frustrated that he had to come in at the last minute and try to get this resolved so that there's plenty of time for the general public to vote and so that the counties know how to go forward with what they need to do to prepare for the general election and primaries. And all this stuff needs to be done in advance. We need to be proactive. And people, when I go around the state and I talked about this issue, people are very, very frustrated. And the Secretary of State and the current Secretary, I think they finally started catching on that, hey, people in North Dakota care about the integrity of our elections. And they started realizing the big, big problem we had in 2016, because this has just been a lot of people didn't know we had 16,000 people voting without an ID. And I kept bringing it up. And people said, well, you're bringing it up, but what are you going to do? I said, the first thing we need to do is bring it up. We need to get the conversation started. And it's very telling that it was in January of this year, after my campaign really steamrolled and started catching some traction, that, we got to do something about this. I'm not saying that I'm the one who did all this, Scott. I want to be very clear about it, but I did as much as I could as a candidate. I'm very grateful for the legislature and their work to get this started and to keep on it. We've got a lot of work still to do. The ID is not going to take care of itself. There's some other things. For example, you can have an ID and still not be a U.S. citizen. So if you're a refugee or if you're coming from a different country, you live here and you're working here in a green card, you can still get an ID. And so we can't, there's some loopholes there. So this is not the end. This is just closing the floodgates of the real issue here. So it's a very, very good thing. I think this is a huge victory for integrity of our elections, but we got work to do still.
All right, I want to ask you one thing. We have a minute left, so just do this as quick as you can. I hear a lot of people saying, if we don't have Al Jaeger on the ballot in November, a Democrat will win. What do you say to that?
Well, look, the race is going to be different like it's never has before. The Democrats are running with someone who's known to bring a lot of money. And so we can't just rely on the name. The last time we relied on just a name only and that's it was in this governor race last year. And we know how that turned out, that name did not carry the day. The people in this state are very concerned about keeping Republican conservative leadership in. And that's why every state office is now Republican, and almost every congressional race is all Republican and hope to be at the end of this year. So it's all about the philosophy and the party. We need somebody energetic who's going to be able to travel all over the state, do a lot of work in this election. We can't just rely on just the name alone. And we need someone who understands social media. We need somebody who has a website, Scott. My competitor does not even have a website, yet he's trying to promote himself as being advancing technology. So I believe that I'm the one who can do that.
All right. Well, Gardner, that's why you got my vote. I appreciate your time today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Will Gardner, candidate for Secretary of State, with us on What's on Your Mind on the docket this weekend at the Republican Convention in Grand Forks. Back to your calls on other topics next.
What happens if no one's fighting for traditional pro-life and pro-family values? The team at Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota won't let that happen. They defend and preserve pro-life and pro-family biblical values every day, representing you and your principles at the state legislature and alerting you to key issues that affect the family in North Dakota. Join Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota at its annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call for tickets, 701-219-0948.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Put your dreams away for another day.
We gotta do something to get Frank a little bit of, you know, like caffeine or something. Does he have?
Yeah,
no
kidding.
Frank is like bringing me down today. I don't know. We have a bunch of fun ones, and we have some of the sort of slow ones in rotation. So yeah. It happens. All right. It happens. It happens. It happens. CJ is here from DAC Diesel, and he's the guy. You need diesel repair? Call them right now. What's your specialty, would you say, CJ?
Probably figuring out problems that other shops either can't figure out, or if you take it to another shop and the issue doesn't get fixed. And, yeah, that's just what we do. You know, we fix it right. You know, fix it right the first time. Nobody, I'm sure you don't like to go down the road, Scott, and then have an issue with something you already paid for, right?
Yeah, no, it makes me furious, actually. Yeah. Well, it does. I mean, I've had this problem before with, some kind of mechanical issue and something, and not on a vehicle, but, and then they say it's fixed, it's ready to go, and then 2 weeks later it's clunking again, you know. Not good. So, I mean, I think that's a good tagline, you know, fix it right the first time. And time is money. Time is money. So if you have to put it back in the shop, you're losing more there, too. So good idea. And all of your repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle, they can do it for you. Leading repair and maintenance shop, and the diesel's their game. They do it right. DakDiesel.com, and what's the best number to call you, sir?
Call me at on my cell at 210-0888, or you can call the office number, too, but I basically have everything transferred to my cell, but my office number is 258-5011.
Have a great weekend, CJ. Yep. Thanks. Appreciate your
I will. You, too.
And by the way, is business doing good? Are you booming? Or is your advertising here on What's on Your Mind and the mighty legendary 550 KFIRE doing you some good?
Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those things that definitely pays for itself. And, you know, considering I've only been really advertising since October, it's been tremendous. You know, I really can't talk anything bad about advertising with you at all, Scott, you know. So, you know, it's been steady and slowly increasing like every week. You know, it's just, you know, some weeks I think I see the end of the tunnel, but I think it's just let me relax a little bit. And then right again, I'm busy all over again. So,
and you know what? So you may remember when this whole thing started, CJ called in one day and talked about, being a small business guy. And I asked him about advertising. I believe you were using different radio stations that were not working. So, you know, radio works, but you got to find the right radio, right? And that'd be that'd be ones that include Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. You know, the best audience on the face of the earth that make up the What's on Your Mind radio family. So we're glad it's going well. I hadn't asked you in a while, so I'm glad to hear that news. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And I pull business out of, I just did injectors on a truck yesterday. The guy was from Minot. I've done work all the way up in Williston, done work in Harvey, done work over in Jamestown. Well, work coming from there, coming here just because, they want it done and done right. So, it's your program definitely reaches out to those people. So, thank you. I appreciate it, Scott. So
we appreciate you. It's a good partnership. Thank you. CJ, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
DakDiesel.com. You better join that family. 210-0808. No, I'm sorry. 210-0888. 0701-210-0888. Try and say that fast backwards. All right, 24 past the hour. Texter says, how do 16,000 people not have an ID? Heidi will win if we don't fix this. I wanted to be a first-time caller but couldn't get through. Well, you better try again. Sometimes that happens. You call in. Just tell Manny, hey, I texted, but I want to try. 258-0550. Another texter says, ask those 16,000 people how they cash a check. I tell you, that is the most egregious thing in the world to me. I just don't understand it. I don't. And, it's another example of the swamp and how they work. Because if you say you need an ID to vote, just like you need an ID for everything else, try and get on a plane without one. Yeah, as this person says, try and cash a check without one. I mean, how often do you need your ID? Try driving down the road and say, no, I don't have an ID. Come on.
Or getting a DVD or something.
What does the left say? Yeah, exactly. Going to rent a DVD. Does anybody do that anymore? The point I'm trying to make is...
Not nearly as many, but you get the image.
The point I'm trying to make is as soon as you say we want to require voters to have a voter ID, then you're a racist. Then you don't care about people. But it wins... It's sort of like the Forum News story that aired about our interview with Congressman Kramer about Senator Heitkamp. You know, I'm a conservative radio host. Have you ever seen others that do work here referred to as a liberal talk show host? Todd, do you ever recall seeing anybody on the left referred to as a...
Neither. Pretty much not.
So I texted Matt Von Panon, who's the publisher of the Fargo Forum. I said, quick question. Why do your journalistic standards allow for me to be described as a conservative talk show host, which I am and don't have a problem with, but others are not similarly labeled a liberal talk show host? I've always wondered why that is the practice. It seems to me this is one of the reasons conservatives distrust legacy media. It's a double standard. To his credit, he sent a note saying, good point, Scott. He said a factor might also be how one brands himself. I think you often proclaim that you're a conservative talk show host, but I'm not sure the others brand themselves as liberal. But you do make a good point. We'll try and be cognizant of that. Well, we'll be watching. We'll be watching, because I don't care if you call me a conservative talk show host, but it isn't like it's like somehow, you know, others are journalists when they're not. They're just, you know.
Well, it should be consistent, either we're throwing the label on or not throwing the label on. You can't get to do it consistently.
Thank you. Exactly right. Grant in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. So a couple of weeks ago, maybe Todd Campbell was on your radio show, and he was talking to an older gal that her husband would roll in her grave because she was going to vote for Heidi. And she did because Rick Burke couldn't defend his record, but we all know that they're running such negative ads, he just didn't think that it was necessary to defend himself. Don't you think that, as fellow North Dakotans, we have to pay attention to the national topics to defend our country from people like Heidi, that they're going to get in there and do whatever Chuck Schumer, whoever is part of the deep state, whatever they're going to do? I mean, you got to realize that just because one guy is honest to what we think he is, but you got to be able to read between the lines, too. Don't you agree?
Not sure I'm following you.
Well, why would you just vote for Heidi because the one guy can't defend himself?
And yeah, that's odd. That's odd. I would agree. I would think it to the next level that, okay, it wasn't the best campaign. And but I'm telling you, some people, they're swing voters. I know. I heard a story last week, forget where, but it was someone that knew a very devout might have even been a priest, and his parents, very pro-life, voted for Heidi Heitkamp because they did not know she was pro-choice. And you know, their son was, like, devastated. You know, like, I can't believe they do that. I think that is a failure of campaigns, because people should know that. And thankfully, with the high five, we all know that not only is Heidi Heitkamp, you know, pro-choice, she is militant about it, right? If you got more to say, hang on, Grant. If you do, got a break here. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me.
The Frank Friday thing was a bad idea, or just putting in charge whoever we had in charge of picking out which Frank Sinatra songs we would play was a bad idea. Is it a personnel problem, or is this a music problem? What would? Thank you very much. Okay, Todd's on it. That's why they call him the radio god. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got you under my skin.
Oh, there's a little bit of that going on, I'll tell you. Yes, sure.
I've got you deep in the heart of me.
I added the snaps in case you hadn't noticed. Those are my, that's my work.
Well,
yeah.
They're so far off the beat, but yeah.
Oh, are they off the beat? Yeah, that would not surprise me one iota that they're off the beat. You know who is not off the beat? The folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons. That's because they've just been at it so long, doing so much good work. And I love the stories I hear from people, a lot of them in the hundreds, who say, our bottom line was here, and now look at it, and the difference is that we said, hey, H.A. Thompson, you know more about this than we do. Take it over. Would you just manage the building mechanical systems for us? Please do this. And it works. HATandSons.com. They know what they're doing. The effective environmental maintenance agreements impact on your bottom line is a big deal, and they're in Bismarck, of course, have been for, 1908. Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot, too. Call them 223-3393. Have a conversation. Or hatandsons.com. All right, Grant in Bismarck, I don't think you were quite through talking about your comments, so go ahead and lay it on me.
Sure. Well, I mean, when it comes to these major issues, and we're always, it's either going to make it by one or not make it by one vote, and, I mean, that's why it's probably, you know, very important race that we have going on up here. It is good to see Kramer that he did throw his hat back in it after he said, you know, he was on your, I think he was on your program too and said he wasn't going to, but he is, you know, being a good leader and going for it, and that's what we need. But as, you know, as North Dakotans as a whole, I think we pay attention a lot more, but when it comes to people like Heidi that get voted in by, you know, just a few thousand votes, it's like, I mean, come on, we got to realize that there's a bigger picture out there, and we need to know that that one vote will decide what will happen in this country.
I know.
And it's going to affect us too.
I'm with you. You got to pay that close attention, and it does matter. I mean, I'm telling you, on this Senate race, I'm telling everybody anywhere on the that'll listen. You know, Ronald Reagan said we're never more than one generation away from extinction. And I don't know about you, but I love Ronald Reagan. I love everything he stood for. I love what he did to turn this country around. But that's a scary statement. It better keep you up at night Think about that. One generation, all right? You got kids? They've got kids? Okay, what is the country going to look like? It doesn't take hundreds of years for this to happen. It takes a snap, okay? And, I mean, we only have a month's food supply in this country, in the world. 1 month of food. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that could go bad quick. So think about that, first of all, as the pain point, if you will, Grant, okay? And then say, okay, you know, how many Supreme Court justices do you think are going to happen in the next, you know, 2 to 6 years? Probably 3, if you just go look at just law of averages with ages and everything else on the Supreme Court right now. Do you want a Republican Senate or do you want a Democratic Senate? Deciding who is on the Supreme Court. You know, I mean, the difference just in that and what it will mean to everything that touches all of us as Americans, and most importantly, how it was designed by the founding fathers, the genius of their design for this country, the American idea. It's black and white, no doubt about it. So you raised some great points, Grant. Call again. Nice chatting with you, okay?
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's, we have Tiffany here, so let's do this next. I got just a ridiculous amount of texts that I need to do, but I'll do those in the last segment. And by the way, your calls are welcome. I've already got a couple of texts for Tiffany, but your calls are welcome too. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text me, 367-2054, 367-2054. This will be our final chat with all of the candidates that are seeking the House Republican nomination in Grand Forks this weekend. Tiffany Abentroth is with us. Tiffany, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Did I say your name right?
Abentroth, yes.
Okay, good. Because Todd will tell you that he's had to whip me in shape about 10 times in trying to get it right. I haven't been doing it.
It was 11.
Oh, thank you. We're all about accuracy around here. So. Well, I got it right. So,
and he also told him he doesn't want to mess with the wrong Marine either. So.
Exactly.
No,
right?
You have the entire Marine Corps on you at that point.
I have unending respect for the Leathernecks. I love the Marines. So my favorite Marine, well, there's many. I shouldn't say that because I'll get people mad. But one of my favorite Marines was Tom Campbell, longtime president of the University of North Dakota. Rest his soul. He's a good man. We partnered up on many, many things and had some great times, so I have great affection. He was at Iwo Jima, actually. So, let's talk a little bit about the impressive, resume that you have and why you've decided to say, I want to take that into politics. Tell me a little bit about what you've done, first of all.
Well, for the last 15 years, as you've seen, you know, I've been an intelligence analyst in the Marine Corps, as well as a defense contractor. I just finished up my 20-month tour over there in Afghanistan, working as the in-country manager for a biometric intelligence program that we manage. And over there, we go ahead and we're responsible for the biometric-enabled watch list. So we make sure that everyone on the base, you know, soldiers there on the battlefield, we manage to strip the anonymity of bad guys that are out there and put a face on them. So, it carries over here, too, because, again, we work closely with the State Department, Homeland, Customs and Border Patrol. We work with all different agencies across the board, making sure America stays safe.
So that is an impressive career of service to this great country as part of a wonderful United States Armed Forces. Where was the light bulb that said, I gotta take public service to a different realm and actually put my name on a ballot?
Well, it started back in Afghanistan. What happens in Washington carries over to the military. The military is a whole different political realm all in itself. As you know, most people don't know on how much, you know, how much bureaucracy and how much red tape, goes into the military. But when it starts to trickle on to us and, you know, we keep seeing, you know, how issues keep affecting us and, you know, Washington's partisan divide, that is what caused me to want to say, you know what, I believe I can make a difference. Let's shake it up by adding someone that, you know, that most people and most voters, they just haven't seen jump into politics. And, you know, this way, it gives voters more options, people that have different experiences, different world outlooks, to jump into the race and say, wow, we're looking at someone just like this. And that was the spark that really drove me to jump into the House race.
What is your what was your expectation, and what's the reality been like? How has it been? I mean, obviously it's new for you, and you're vying against four other candidates for a hotly contested Republican nomination for the House in a very busy part of America in a race. I mean, what's it been like to be in the arena?
I mean, the people have been amazing. I mean, the voters have been very receptive. For a newcomer in North Dakota politics, I don't necessarily have, the name recognition like Tom Campbell or Kelly Armstrong, but, that's okay, because it really takes, the ground game to get out there and talk with people and, again, show them who I am, as not only as a person, but as a fellow North Dakotan. And again, showing them a different outlook and, just reaching them on a completely different level. And that's how, that's what separates me from the other candidates.
Question here for you, and I've heard this from others as well, the question at least, and I think I know the answer from something you said somewhere, but I want to make sure we're clear on it. A listener said, I have tried several times to get an answer from Tiffany on her Facebook page. I'm just trying to find this. Here it is. Will you please ask her what her stance is on abortion? I've asked on Facebook, but I never got a response.
It should have been covered on abortion, but myself, personally, I am not for abortion, but I am effectively pro-choice. And the reason for that is because, the conservatism in a whole means, limited government, preserving individual freedoms, and upholding the Constitution. Those three are the foundations of conservatism. It is not my place, and it's not the government's place, to tell someone how to live their life, because it just leads to further issues down the road. It's no different than a parent, going to another parent and saying, well, you didn't vaccinate your children. Well, you should. But that's not my place. That is their choice. And we shouldn't be the ones to make it for them. Do we agree with it? No. But again, it's just not our place to tell someone how to live their own life.
But this must mean you don't have I guess you don't agree with science that says life begins at conception and babies feel pain at 20 weeks, going to the Heidi Heitkamp vote on the pain capable bill. I mean, because the same could be said to say, well, you want to shoot somebody, right? Don't you believe it's a person?
Again, when it comes to this issue, it's a no-win scenario. It truly is. What we can look at, though, is that when abortion became legal, after Wade versus Roe, we now have the lowest abortion rate in the United States to date. And we don't want to have to go back to when, the back alley abortions, which caused not only the mother, but now the child. The great thing about, having more programs that are out there for women is that women are now looking at these programs to help them out.
Well, they're great. You're certainly right. There's a lot of very good programs. But a texter just said murder is murder. Here's what I think I would just pass on in the way of advice, for lack of a better term. The no-win situation is trying to win as a Republican being pro-choice. You recognize that's darn near an insurmountable task?
And I understand, voters will see that. But, there are other hardline issues in this country right now that I believe are more important than the abortion issue. It is an issue. I'm not saying that it's not. But again, when you're talking about America and you're looking at the deficit, the tariffs, the ongoing wars, it plays into a much bigger picture, and we have to look at it as.
No question. No question. I said no question. You're right. You got a long list there of issues that are extremely important, but I think that one is a deal breaker for a lot of North Dakotans. Tiffany Abitroth, we appreciate your service. Thanks for your time today.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, The how do I make this happen business. Making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Into it. Now Frank's kicking it up a notch. He's stepping
the
up his game.
Tables are empty.
Yeah, I hate it when they're empty.
The dance floor's deserted.
Yeah.
That has to happen after closing time, so can't help that.
Right, exactly.
It's the 10th time you've heard it.
Lignite Energy Council, great couple of days out there. Shout out to everybody there. Had a blast. Really good time. Appreciate that very much. So, The annual meeting was a big success, and I think they're putting all of that on their Facebook page. So check that out. They've got, yeah, I'm looking at it right now, where they have some of the video. Yesterday they did a sit-down with Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Craver, all on the stage together talking through that as well. So good stuff. Check it out. 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Call waiting from Henry in Fargo. We still have a first-time caller, Free My Pillow to go. So if you've not called the show before and want a Free My Pillow, call right now. 1-800-250-0550 or the local number 701-258-0550. Henry, what's on your mind?
Hey, not much. I 100% agree with the WM. She's spot on. If you could mention her name again, I'll definitely vote for her. I think your alleged caller or texter was your opportunity to sink her opportunity because the abortion issue is your pet peeve.
Todd, did you get a text from somebody with that question? Did the text didn't come to me. So I think what you just alleged, Henry, is that I made that text up. Is that what you alleged?
No. That came to me.
100% alleged that.
You want to correct him then, Todd, or send him the text or what? You want to call the person back and said, I mean, come on, I've got 50 texts here since
Scott,
on the issue.
You know the guy too. Initials AJ.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I just thought that we wouldn't let a accusation
anyway,
of a bold place lie being wrong.
She sounds like a great candidate. I wish her the best of luck. She's spot on. Okay. I've never heard of her before, so thanks to you for bringing her to light so I can start following her a little bit.
Good for you, Henry. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Marion Bismarck.
Hey, my number one issue is abortion. That's where I go first. I don't look at any of the other issues. Killing is wrong of unborn babies. And so that knocks them out of my possibility immediately.
Can I tell you a quick story, Mary? I'll make this quick. I promise. I'll set the clock for a minute. I attended the kickoff announcement for Doug Burgum when he said he wanted to run for governor. Okay? And he said in a little press gathering after that he didn't want any labels. He didn't like this idea of labels. Are you pro-choice? Are you pro-life? Or everything else? And I had a chance to visit with him after the interview and said, I think you'll find that the no labels thing will not work with North Dakotans. They're going to want to know where your heart is on this issue. And he went to, gathering after gathering after gathering of Republican Party faithful and was asked the question over and over and over again. And to his credit, eventually, both on this program and on Point of View, came to say, look, I am pro-life. I think his stance was, I come from the business world. I'm coming into the political world. We don't spend the time in the business world that this issue you spend on in the public world. It is an issue that I don't want to, put that out there and take it. And he quickly learned, and he pivoted, and he said, I'm pro-life. And I think, honestly, that's why he won by as much as he won, because he came to understand how important that issue is to North Dakotans. And and by the way, some people said, oh, he's just saying that to get elected. Give me a break. I'm like, even people who haven't paid attention to it, haven't taken a position and come around, ought to be applauded. They ought to be applauded. Science should make you rethink this issue. So I agree with you. I think others agree with that. All I was trying to point out to her is, if you don't take a stand on that issue, you're going to have a much tougher job of being part of this party. That's the other party's deal, not this party. Not the conservative.
Right.
Yeah, so the one she's trying to get the nomination for, so. Interesting take. Anything else, Mary, you want to say?
No, that's it.
Well, you are a first-time caller, is that right?
I am.
So, Mary, hang on a moment. We're going to get your full name so we can put your name on a MyPillow at the K-Fire Studios. East Rosser in Bismarck, 3500 East Rosser. I did it, Todd. And the K-Fire Studios will have your name on it, okay?
Perfect. Great.
Don't go anywhere. Manny will get your full name here. Let's go up to Grand Forks where all the action's happening this weekend. Kathy's there. Kathy, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling. I listen to your show every day because I'm new to the area, so I like to get a feel for what it's like. Politically, I'm originally from Oregon, and it, as you probably have heard, it's a very conservative state. I mean, very liberal state.
I was going to say, did something change in Oregon that I didn't know about? Or, yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't hold that laugh in. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I hear you.
When I said that, I thought, oh, my word, no, I'm the conservative, and I left the state.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm glad you're here.
Well, I was very impressed with the young lady, the Marine, when she first started talking about her experience and what she had to offer. But when it came to the pro-life, she's pro-life, but that kind of was the done deal for me, because I come from a very conservative state and I didn't care for that type of thinking.
No, I understand. I totally understand. I did the same thing. I think I am impressed, and I do truly applaud her service, and I'm glad she's trying to take that to this level. And, you know, she has a view, and she's, you know, new to the political process, so I guess you cut her some slack, but you're just not going to advance far. Now, that being said, I mean, pro-choice people in the Republican Party, to me, is fine. I mean, you need to say, recognize there's all kinds of viewpoints. It isn't like a litmus test to be a member of the party, but it's almost a litmus test to be elected, I think. I think folks will find that out. Thank you, Kathy, and welcome. Glad you're listening and found us. God bless you, folks. See you this weekend. Gotta go. We're with Vince, also known as Carson Wentz Pal, from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. So you put that Hot Spring Spa at Carson Wentz home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm telling you, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a Vikings fan, so this kind of hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl because of that hot tub. When they came to Minneapolis for Super Bowl week, the Philadelphia Eagles contacted the hot spring dealer in the Twin Cities, and they had three hot spring hot tubs in their hotel. I really think it helped push them over the edge.
If you want Super Bowl excellence in 2018 in whatever you do, you need a Hot Spring Spa. Tell you what, I do a better radio show because of that hot spring spot. It makes you better above the water and below the water. So whether it's the aches and pains or whether it's just relaxing a little bit and unplugging and getting away from the phones, it works. And when you use the promo code ACE, you save up to $2,800 on those hot spring spas. The big financing event is on right now. You can own one for $4.40 a day, price of a cup of coffee. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.